Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
I am Dori Shafrir.
And remember, we're not experts.
We are just two friends who love to gab about serums.
Two chatterboxes.
Two chatterboxes.
And this is a mini episode.
Yeah.
Welcome.
You know, someone, I ran into someone I know over the weekend. She was like, I love your podcast. I just have one suggestion. And I was like, great. Hit me. And she was like, you guys should do like mini episodes.
And were you like, excuse me?
I was like, it's funny you say that.
We are on it.
So we are so on it. Kate, we have some great questions this week.
Let's jump in.
Let's do it.
Okay. Hi, Kate and Dori. My question for you guys is about finding hobbies as an adult. I was always busy as a kid slash teen with sports and friends and whatnot and never had a free moment. Now as a 28-year-old with a full-time job, I find myself with free time after work and on the weekends, but I'm literally at a loss for a hobby or hobbies. I love to read and watch TV, obviously, but want to fill some of my time with some more meaningful hobbies. Any suggestions or suggestions on how to find said hobby slash hobbies? I've thought about taking an inventory on my likes and dislikes, and then I'm like, what do I even like? ! I heard you guys talk about Volunteer Match on a mini app, which sounds like a really great idea, and I made a note to myself to check it out. So that is a good lead. Thanks again for the podcast. I really love listening and appreciate the content and friendship and niceness you're given to the ladies out there.
Oh, well, thank you, Thanks, listener. So this has been a sort of, it's funny, this has been a sort of ongoing issue on my other podcast, Matt and Dori's Excellent Adventure, which I do with my husband. My husband, I would call a hobbyist.
Oh, he has a lot of hobbies.
He has a lot of hobbies. He plays guitar. He likes video games. He's just poker. He's just into things.
Even I know all his hobbies. Look at this.
Yeah, because he is an enthusiast.
He is, yeah.
About his hobbies. And I am more of like a dabbler. And I like things that aren't, like I also like to read and watch TV and cook. Although our kitchen is like not set up for cooking anyway. So this then led to like weeks of people writing into us suggesting hobbies for me.
Okay.
But then we also heard from a couple people who, accused my husband of hobby shaming me.
Ooh.
And saying, leave Dori alone. She doesn't need hobbies. She has enough going on. Like, yeah. Not everyone needs a hobby. And also like, why as a culture do we think of hobbies just as like crafts or playing music or something? Like, why can't like just reading and watching Netflix be a hobby?
Yeah, I think you have hobbies.
Exactly.
Listener.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. And like, I like going to yoga class. Like, why is that not considered a hobby just because I'm not crocheting?
I don't know if I have a hobby. I did a few years ago, learn to play basketball, which, a listener, I can't remember if they wrote in or called in, but suggested that to a previous mini episode listener who wanted to know how to have self-care as an extrovert. And this person was like, join a sports team or any sort of team.
Yeah.
So I just want to throw that out there. But I had never played basketball and I had really negative self-esteem when it came to sports. I was not athletic traditionally as a child. It was very, I grew up in a community that valued athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And I started playing in a really fun basketball league, and it was a really positive experience, and that became something I was really passionate about until I tore my ankle tendon separate from basketball. But I wasn't able to play, but I became really passionate about basketball. And that was a hobby that came up as an adult. So I would say to you, if you are searching for something, just go try shit.
Yeah.
Go like take one of those one night art classes or go play golf or volunteering. That's an amazing outlet for your energy.
And if you want to do crafts, that's great.
Yeah.
Of course.
But also like the way, because you said in your email that you wanted to fill your time with some more meaningful hobbies. I would say don't let anybody tell you that books and TV aren't meaningful.
Hell yeah.
The same way, like I hate the term guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a garbage phrase. Mm-hmm. Like there's no one hobby is not more meaningful than the other.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, what, you could learn an instrument.
Sure.
You could learn a new skill. I don't know, you could play cards, magic.
The episode we did with Shirley Braha where she talked about learning to play the piano.
Yeah.
I thought that was so great. And like, if I had room for a piano, I would totally go back to playing the piano.
I will say one thing that I do think about are like, what were the things that I always secretly wanted to do as a kid or a teenager, or even as an adult that I was too afraid? For me, it was like a fear of being embarrassed or looking stupid or thought I was too old and I couldn't try something new. Like for me, I really want to learn how to tap dance.
Oh.
And I've looked into adult beginner tap dancing classes.
Cool.
So if there's something like that, that you can pinpoint of like, what like sparked something in me when I was younger that I either did or didn't do? Like you said, you played sports and stuff. Maybe there's something you want to go back to or try that you had never tried and want to.
I see a future where I am just doing community theater.
Yes. Dory is super into Broadway dance class right now. But that's do you know what I mean? And at a hobby, you don't have to be the best.
No.
You don't have to be good.
No.
It's just purely for your pleasure.
Yes. And now you're making me think about a hobby I had as a kid, which was stamp collecting.
Oh, yes. And I collected baseball cards.
Yeah, I was really into it. Mm-hmm. So
you could get into a sports team, an artist, go to a museum. I don't know.
Yeah, there's so much out there.
There's so much. Don't limit yourself and don't feel like it has to be something, have to have expectations with it.
Yes.
Enjoy your TV.
Totally.
Oh, we solved that.
Should I read the next question?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Kate and Dory. Firstly, I love the podcast. Listening to it actually feels like a form of self-care to me. Thank you. My question is about self-care and grief. My grandmother has terminal cancer, and I'm in that space of trying to navigate her palliative care whilst dealing with the shock and grief. Do you have any tips for taking care of yourself whilst dealing with a sick loved one and for coping with the grief after they are gone? Kate, I believe you wrote a book about this.
I wrote a whole book about this. And what are my tips? My first tip is to have zero expectations. Like don't put a lot of pressure on yourself right now or, for a while, because it sounds like your grandmother is ill and heading towards passing away. I don't want to make assumptions about her health, but I've been through terminal cancer a few times and I know that rodeo. And so, the shock and the grief will last for a while, possibly as it did for me. So just be gentle with yourself. Like you just go easy. And if you're not doing things to what expectations you had, that sentence didn't make sense.
No, I know you know what you're saying, though. Yeah.
And then I think just try, like, your priority is your grandmother and yourself and any other family members that need your care. And then after that, like, nobody else needs your attention. Right. So you like narrow down the people that you have to focus on to the bare bones. And then just, I would say, try to treat yourself, like try to make sure you're getting rest. Try to make sure you're getting enough water. Mm. Try to make sure you're eating in a way that makes you feel good. Taking a walk.
Yeah.
Getting some exercise. It doesn't mean this is the time for you to like join the gym and train for a marathon. Just like be outside, get a little break. Like 3 deep breaths. Again, it's like not time to start your meditation practice unless it's
so
already established.
Smart.
It's just like tiny little things you can do. And then the other thing I would say is ask for help. Please ask for help, whether it is getting help with a therapist for yourself or asking for help from friends and family. Meal trains where people bring food or maybe grocery shop or pick up a medical supply. Like, this is your time to lean on people if you have a community to lean on.
And people want to help.
They do, because nobody knows what to do and everyone feels like they're flailing and not doing enough. So if you have people to lean on, go for it.
Yeah.
And you could also have someone come sit with your grandmother and you go, you know, take 30 minutes or an hour and like go get a coffee or go get a manicure or just go sit on a park bench and like look at a tree.
Yeah.
Coping with the grief after they are gone is a lifelong experience, and it will be very hard immediately, and it will be hard forever. I think it just changes and it goes in waves and it's never linear. But I think all the things I just mentioned about taking care of yourself also apply when you're grieving. And make sure you, what do I want to say? I don't want to say make sure you like keep your friends close, but people will check on you and sometimes you might feel like isolating, and that's totally okay. But if you're able to kind of like maintain human contact, it can feel like you really don't want to, but it can then be helpful when you kind of get out of the house or see a friend or do an activity together.
Right.
Even though also hiding in your house by yourself is also appropriate, but just I think sometimes having human contact can help when you're suffering.
I think that's really good advice. And if I may, I think when you're ready, you should buy Kate's book because it is really good.
Thanks. I tried to write it because there wasn't a book that had all that kind of information in it for me to read when my mom was dying and when she died. So I hope if you do get it or if you find it at the library, there's something in there that's helpful.
Yeah.
You can also just, you know, shoot me a message on Instagram and I'll chat with you about it.
That's very nice.
Well, you know, got to do what I can.
Totally.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
I hear we have a voicemail.
We do.
Hi, ladies. I'm actually calling with a question that is more of a self-preservation rather than just self-care. I actually recently was, I don't want to use the word victim, but a recipient of sexual harassment at my workplace over the weekend, where a male coworker slapped my rear while my back was turned to him. And as I was mentally trying to process, oh my God, did this really happen? He reached out, grabbed it again and squeezed it. And instead of doing anything immediately, because I was working alone with him until Monday morning, I just walked away and went back to work. So I'm in the process of going over my employer's handbook and contacting human resources and my union, but I'm just struggling with the fact that I feel bad because this might cost him his job, but I did nothing wrong, and he's the one that chose to be inappropriate. And I'm just wondering what you ladies might have to offer in terms of feedback. Feel free to play this on the podcast, and I'll just leave this as anonymous for now, and hopefully you guys have some input on this. I'm in a really awkward place, and I guess I just want to get some feedback from you ladies, because I love the podcast, and I love Dory and Matt's podcast, and I'm just kind of at a loss, and I'm wondering what y'all think about this. Thank you so much for the podcast, and thank you so much for your thoughts, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Oh, my heart goes out to her.
I feel, one, I've been in your shoes, and I bet a lot of people listening have been in your shoes.
Yeah.
And, boy, I don't know why I feel like I'm about to cry, but I do. It just, I have so been in your spot explicitly at work in a situation, and I was too scared to go to HR for reasons that you expressed, and also because of that feeling of, you almost start to feel like you're imagining it.
Yeah, it's like it's an out-of-body experience.
Yes, and people don't understand why you don't like immediately slap the person. It's because you start to, you're in survival mode. Anyway, I just want to say that I totally feel you. I'm with you. You're in the 100% in the right in this situation. Again, we're, in addition to not being experts on serums, we're also not experts on the law.
Yeah, although I've done reporting on sexual harassment.
Okay.
And I would say you should immediately write everything down that you remember. And you know, my advice would be to go to HR. You didn't say, she said he was a coworker, right?
Yes.
Not her supervisor.
She didn't specify like a coworker.
Yeah. I think you know, I don't want to tell you, you have to do anything, but, I think it's worth going to HR with this and telling them what happened. And, you know, I think you have a right to say that you don't feel safe around this person. And, you know, I can't predict what HR is going to do. If they are a good HR department, they will, you know, they will deal with this appropriately. HR's job is to protect the company. So the last thing they want is for you to say, you didn't deal with this appropriately, I'm going to sue. So hopefully they will deal with this appropriately, whether this means, you know, suspending him, firing him, who knows? They should also, you know, it should be kept confidential.
She said she's also in a union too.
Yeah. So this might also be something you can discuss with your union rep if you don't want to go to HR first. So, you know, I wish I could say that there's a perfect outcome always, yeah. but I've talked to so many women who did not have a perfect outcome. But unfortunately, this kind of is the only recourse you have. I think you need to set aside your feelings of feeling guilty that this guy might lose his job, because that's not your problem.
No. Yes. You cannot worry about his life. These are his choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if he has a family, all that stuff that will start to trigger all your guilt, or at least for me, all the guilty yeah. feelings, if you can just draw a wall mm-hmm. and not that though this person, the second he chose to behave inappropriately,
yep.
that all went out the window. I don't know, even know if I'm making sense, but
no,
he lost that.
Yes, of course. He lost that privilege.
Yeah. This is something that another person, he has full responsibility. He did it to you. Yes. And so all the responsibility is on him
mm-hmm.
now. And hopefully you have a good HR department who will execute whatever their standards are in the right way.
Yeah. And I would also think about, like, what is the perfect outcome for you? Is it him getting fired, or is it him apologizing and saying he'll never do it again? Or, you know, I think that's also worth thinking about. Like, what is going to make you feel safe? Maybe it's never working with him again. Or maybe it is him losing his job. Like, it's also very possible that you could make this complaint and find out that other people have complained about him
yes.
before. Like, it is very rare that a sexual harasser has like a one and done
right.
kind of attitude. Like, people, they do it because they've gotten away with it.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Sexual harassment, it can really affect your life. So if there are things you can do to just, like, I'm just going to say the same thing for everybody on this episode of the podcast, but like, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you've been through something that is traumatic and unfair.
Yeah.
And violating.
Yeah. I mean, you were assaulted.
Yeah. At your place of work where you should feel safe and respected. And that didn't happen. And that's
yeah.
bullshit.
Yeah.
And so I hope you feel empowered by us saying that we support you 100%. But also, if there's just things you can do to like help yourself through this time, I think it's really valuable, because it can be real. It's really, really traumatizing. And yeah. it can be hard to talk about. And it might be, it's going to be hard to be at work. I mean, yep. it's just, it can affect all parts of your life.
Yeah.
And I also just want to say, I understand if you don't go to HR.
Totally.
It's really scary.
Totally.
And it can be really, really hard. And you are trying to keep yourself safe and your job safe. And we don't know if you have a family that you're trying to, you know, there are lots of reasons that people don't report sexual harassment, as unfortunate as it is that we don't have a culture where we feel like we can do that. So,
right.
So I'm sorry that this happened to you.
Yeah.
Team you.
Yeah.
I hope that was, that was the feedback you wanted. And if anybody is listening who has more feedback to provide you and you want to shoot us a safe email address or something, we could try to connect you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Am I going too far here?
No.
Okay.
I think that's okay. I think that's great.
Oh boy.
Should we play one last voicemail?
We've got one last voicemail.
Okay.
Here it is.
Hi, ladies. My name is Sharina, and I'm from Philly, and I just started listening to your podcast from the beginning, and I started to use it as part of my nighttime routine and my morning routine. So I put on makeup in the morning, and I listen to half of the podcast, and then I listen to the other half late at night when I'm taking off all my makeup and putting my serums on. And so thank you guys for getting me in the good habit of having a nighttime routine and a morning routine. And I'll be very sad when I run out of episodes, but you've got me in the habit, so I appreciate it. Uh-huh. Keep up the good work, ladies. Love you. Bye-bye.
I love you, oh, Sharina.
Thank you, Sharina.
I'm so honored that half goes in the morning and half goes at night.
That's so cool.
Oh. You can call our voicemail at 781-591-0390.
And you can send us an email at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
You can also talk to us through our website, forever35podcast.com. And any products that we mentioned here
will
be on there.
They'll be on the website, and join our Facebook group.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the list. Thank you all.
Bye, guys.